The Holy Supper is a remembrance both of the Lord's suffering on Good Friday and of his triumph on Easter. In both his passion and his victory, we see the divine love for our salvation. In the natural sense, the Lord's references to his flesh and blood at the time when he instituted the Holy Supper were intended to remind us of the passion of the cross, which he underwent for our salvation. We read, "Therefore, when the Lord instituted this supper, he said, 'Do this in remembrance of me.' If there is anyone who is not able to think anything else with his understanding than what he sees with his eyes, let him at least think that the Holy Supper is the most holy act of worship, and let him remember Christ's suffering and his love for the salvation of mankind. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his soul for his friends. Jesus said, 'I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by mine, and I lay down my soul for my sheep. For this my Father loves me, because I lay down my soul that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. For the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his soul a ransom for many.'" The Holy Supper and the Passion of the Cross are the most powerful signs of the Lord's love for the human race. His willingness to undergo the physical agony of the cross is deeply moving in itself, but his physical pain was as nothing compared to his mental anguish and despair. At that time, it seemed to him that we could not be saved. Yet to save us was his whole purpose and the only thing he cared about. For we are taught the Lord's whole life, from his earliest childhood to the last hour of his life in the world, was a continual temptation and a continual victory. The Lord's temptations were the most grievous of all, for the violence of the temptation is according to the intensity of the love. The Lord's love was for the salvation of the whole human race, and it was most ardent. Against this love, all the hells fought with the most malignant cunning and venom. But still, the Lord overcame them all by his own power. For before the Lord's coming, the hells had grown to such an extent that they began to infest the very angels of heaven, and in like manner to infest everyone who came into the world and everyone who went out of it. The hells grew to such a degree because the church was utterly devastated, and men in the world, by idolatrous practices, were in sheer falsities and evils, and the hells are from men. Hence it was that unless the Lord had come into the world, no man could have been saved. These combats are what are meant by the temptations which the Lord endured, the last of which was the passion of the cross, and it is because of them that he is called the Savior and the Redeemer. The Lord came into the world to subjugate the hells and to glorify his human, and the passion of the cross was the last combat by which he fully conquered the hells and fully glorified his human. Thereby, he became the Savior, Redeemer, Reformer, and Regenerator to eternity. For it is written in Isaiah, "The day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I have trodden down the evil peoples in my anger, and brought down their strength to the earth." For he said, "Surely these are my people, my children." So he became their Savior. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. Because the Lord won, we too can win victory over the evil spirits infesting our lives. The Lord is with us. He who has all power in heaven and on earth. The Holy Supper is given to strengthen our sense of the Lord's presence with us and our hope of victory. For we read, the Lord is wholly present in the Holy Supper, and so is the whole of his redemption. The Lord is present and opens heaven to those who worthily approach the Holy Supper. Consequently, just as baptism is being introduced into the church, so the Holy Supper is being introduced into heaven. Those who worthily approach the Holy Supper are in the Lord, and the Lord in them. Thus, it is through the Holy Supper that they are conjoined with the Lord. The Holy Supper, for those who approach it worthily, is a kind of guarantee and seal put on their adoption as sons of God. When a person is being regenerated, the Lord is certainly present, and by means of his divine action, prepares the man for heaven. But in order to actually enter heaven, man must actually present himself to the Lord. And because the Lord actually presents himself to man, a man must actually receive him. Yet not as he was hanging on the cross, but as he is in his glorified human, in which he is present. Divine good is his body, and divine truth is his blood. These are given to the man, and are the means of his regeneration, so that he is in the Lord, and the Lord is in him. For the eating in the Holy Supper is a spiritual eating. A correct perception of this establishes that the Holy Supper is a guarantee and seal put on the adoption as sons of God of those who approach it worthily. We too may take up our cross and follow the Lord. We can practice actual repentance so that we may be with him and he with us, both in this life and in the life to come. We may do this with confidence in his salvation. For this is the joyful meaning of the Holy Supper, that through repentance we may be conjoined with the Lord. As he won his great victory through repentance and redeemed the whole human race, so he will win victory for each of us and save us, if we work with him in shunning evils as sins. For this is the work of his divine love, the only thing he cares about, that we may be saved and be happy with him forever. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.